all kinds of strange sounds on the news, according to me. Well, good morning. It's Monday morning. Still Monday morning right here. It's, depending on where you live, right now it's, in time zone I'm in right now, it's 5:14 on Monday morning, March 15th, 2021. And the saga continues. I am, it's East Coast time is 6:14, something like that, a.m. in the morning. And yes, I'm wide awake. I've been up for several hours, actually. I am in my car this morning doing the news, according to me, because I have a traveling thing I have going on. You'll probably hear all kinds of interesting, strange sounds. Strange and interesting sounds, which I think I'm going to actually turn off one of these sounds because I don't really need it right now. I'll turn that off. I'm doing this from my laptop in my car using the Wi-Fi in a McDonald's parking lot because that's the kind of high-class operation this is. You know, when you signed up for this and you paid your money to listen to this high-quality broadcast, this is the kind of thing that your money goes towards. So just thought I'd let you know. Think about how much money you spent on this commercial-free broadcast. Currently, there's a lot of things in the news. I last week was kind of a helter-skelter week as well, and didn't have a whole lot of time to devote to the podcast and what was going on in the news. But today, now you're going to hear all kinds of creaking and stuff. If I move at all, if I do anything at all, if I move my position in my chair, if I move my hands, my fingers, my arm, if I blink, it will make sounds in my car that you will probably hear. And I just want to apologize now for that. The lots of interesting things going on in the news, by the way. And I've got an interesting thing going on with my computer right now. I'm not sure. It looks like it's recording, but it doesn't. That doesn't look like it's recording. It doesn't show up down there. It shows up over here. And you can't see what I'm talking about, but you'd be concerned if you saw what I was seeing right now. COVID. Let's talk about COVID a little bit. I was reading some stuff in the news here this morning and yesterday over the weekend. The AstraZeneca vaccine immunization, whatever it is, thing that they're sticking in people right now, apparently is getting some bad raps in some other countries. I haven't heard much about it in this country. I know that there have been some incidences where people have died after getting the vaccine. Now, that risk is there. You can get a tetanus shot, and, you know, people have died shortly after getting a tetanus shot. There have been people who've died shortly after washing their hair. The problem is that people die, and sometimes they die shortly after doing something, and then you attribute that. If they eat a carrot, I ate carrots this morning, and I died 2 days later, or two hours later in a car accident. Pretty sure it was related to the carrots. You have to be really, really careful about this kind of stuff, because the eye, the focus, the paradigm, the vision, the view is all based on what happens. Because you take the vaccination, and everybody watches what happens to you. You know, does a second head pop out of your shoulder, or if anything happens in the next 24 hours, we're going to blame it on the vaccine. Now, there is apparently enough alarm over in, I can't remember what the name of the country is. I could probably look it up. It's probably right here on my laptop, but that would require me moving around, and that would make all kinds of weird noises, because this microphone I use picks up every little thing. Every little thing! So I don't know. I don't know. So some other country was having problems with this AstraZeneca thing. Now, I also heard some things about the Johnson & Johnson deal, and there were some issues there, I guess. However, I don't think that's... I don't think most of these claims are really very warranted. There may be some other issues involved. I just don't know. It's too early to tell. However, I have to say I am concerned that this is kind of a new type of vaccine. It's the RNA thing. Now, this one reporter, and I'm sorry, but every time I see Fauci on the news and getting asked questions and he's giving answers, it's almost as if I can see his nose growing when he answers certain questions. I don't think he understands what an RNA drug is. He was talking to a reporter, and the reporter was asking him point-blank questions about things about DNA and how this thing affects your DNA and blah, 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 blah. The way he was answering the question goes in direct opposition of what specialists in RNA vaccinations say about it, about the actual published documents from places like Eli Lilly and, what are some of the others? Well, Pfizer and some of the other companies that have produced this thing. They have published documents out that he's denying. And how does this guy stay in the news? What is his political connection? It amazes me. I know the guy's probably a billionaire. And he's going to be. If he's not now, he's definitely going to be. All the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and he has heavily invested in organizations and stuff that are involved with this Wuhan laboratory. I don't know if. You know, just follow the money on this guy, and you will find a very sleazy situation here. And he really doesn't know what he's talking about. If he does know what he's talking about, then he's willingly and deliberately misleading people, which is even worse. It's worse than being stupid. It's being stupid is one thing. Being deliberately misleading is borderline criminal. It literally is criminal, in my opinion. It's immoral. And that's exactly what he's done. He tells a noble lie. He has admitted to this now, that he tells noble lies. In other words, they're lies for good reasons. I got a good reason to go ahead and fire you. A good reason to just run you out of town. How's that? This is just, and again, this comes back to the general basic operating principle of the leftists. I am convinced of this, that the end justifies the means. There's no other real explanation for the way they act. And I'm not even sure they understand what the end is. They definitely are motivated by their own sense of self-virtue and self-righteousness. That's very obvious. That they have this faux sense of what is right in the world. And, of course, anything to do with the Founding Fathers and the Constitution is all wrong. By the way, I'm drinking extra dark hot chocolate this morning. Probably will not be my last cup. I'm probably going to be finding somewhere to camp out and drink some more hot chocolate here later on. But I suppose most of you are wondering what it is I do that I'm always... Well, it's getting kind of windy out here. Wondering what it is I do that I'm traveling and doing this show from my car now. and I'm sitting around and doing nothing, but I'm working. So how does that work? Someday it will all be revealed. I'll explain it all to you in an upcoming episode. And then you'll understand why it really isn't that big of a deal. A couple other things in the news. We have, did any of you hear about this stuff that's going on in the Grammys? I didn't even know that the Grammys happened. I guess they happened. Did they happen over the weekend? I don't know. I have no idea. I pay absolutely no attention to this stuff. And all I find out today is that this morning, I guess, that the Grammys happened. Did any of you watch it? I did. I certainly didn't. It's a bunch of self-important people that think that they're going to give them each other awards for being more important than. Of course, none of them think that anybody's more important than they are, but they think it's, you know, nice that they give. It's amazing to me how racist they become with it, or racialized, I should say. There's a big difference between racism and racialism, bigotry and that kind of thing. And they don't see it that way. They think that the general context and the general thing that's coming up, and this comes from academia now. This is coming straight from the upper society, deciders of the societal engineers. They think that anything, if you're white, you're racist. That's just the way it is. And if you don't know you're racist, if you don't acknowledge that you're racist because you're white, then that means you're just more racist. Because now you have implicit racism. I heard a really good report. I don't tend to listen to Ben Shapiro a whole lot. He makes very good points, and he's a very brilliant, intelligent individual. Don't get me wrong; very, very well informed. I don't always agree with his conclusions on everything. However, but that doesn't mean I don't agree with him. You know, 90% of the time I agree with him. But I mean, he's very good at argument. He's very good at presenting his argument, his side of his opinion. Let me just put it that way. He's brilliant at that. And he was in a college type situation. This lady got up and she was talking to him. And she had a British accent, so she was more, you know, of course, more intelligent. And she was in the process of talking to him. I don't think she realized how much she was talking down to him and actually being extremely rude. It's doing all the things that if you did it to her, if she was the one up on the podium and you did it to her, you'd be run out of town on a steak. I mean, it was not the kind you want to eat either, just like a, you know. And it, so the, but he makes a really good point about implicit bias. In other words, bias that you don't know you have. It's ingrained in you. And how that works and how, you know, the whole thing is if you have it, if you know you have it, then it's not implicit anymore. It's just, you just have it. And you know, if you know about it, then you're being deliberate. If you don't know about it, they think that what they're doing is trying to raise awareness and make people aware of their implicit bias. The problem is that you can't change that kind of behavior. You can think one thing and then you can choose to act a different way. We're human beings. We don't just operate out of a sense of response to react. We don't just have a sense of conditioning, or we have thoughts. We have the ability to change our mind in the midst of extreme adversity, we can choose one thing or another. We don't have to, now it gets to a point where people are pressured to a point where the fight or flight thing just engages. And that does happen. However, as human beings, we can choose to react. We can choose to respond, I should say. Reaction is where you know, something flies at your face and your hand just flies up in front of you to block it. Covers your face. Or you blink, you know, your eyes go shut. That's a reaction. You can choose to leave your eyes open. If you are cognizant and aware enough and in touch with yourself enough, someone throws a punch at your face, you can literally choose to leave your eyelids open. It takes a huge amount of control to do that. And it goes totally against our natural actions. But you can choose to do it. Anyway, he makes this argument much better now. You can watch a 10-minute video and probably get more out of this, what I'm trying to say, than listening to me for an hour talk about this, because the way the conversation goes back and forth, and the way it's said, and the way the statement he finally lays at the end is pretty good. But so look it up. It's Ben Shapiro. I think it's Ben Shapiro decimates liberal on implicit bias or something like that. Just type that into a search engine. And you'll learn all about it, because you're certainly not going to learn it here. Because if you paid for this broadcast, I might actually provide content for you, but I'm not going to do that because I don't make any money. So I'm not, you know, it's all about the money for me. Where did I go? I was going with the Grammys. Oh, the Grammys thing. It's disgusting. It's there's no other term to put it. Just stupid things being done and said. It's like their little rally to have, you know, just crazy stuff. I guess Cardi B was doing some. She's just a filthy individual. The content that she puts out there is just absolutely pornographic and disgusting. And yet she is elevated as some kind of a wonderful creative arts individual. Whereas Dr. Seuss, now that guy, he's a racist. Yeah. He should be run out of town. Mr. Potato Head. With Mr. Potato Head, Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head ran off together to form their own little racist society. Yeah. So that's the way that stuff's going. Now, the Cuomo thing continues to happen. There's just a whole bunch of stuff in the news. Cuomo, interesting, Cuomo. It's a Cuomo thing. Just continues to be interesting. He, apparently, he's really digging in on this thing. Now, of course, the problem with all of this is there, you know, the sexual harassment allegations, some of the things that are on the books that this one lady is accusing him of, that several of them are actually accusing him, the thing that they're accusing him of actually has, is actually a very, well, it's criminal charges, like as in you can go to prison for this kind of charges type stuff. That's what's happening right now. This is getting pretty serious. Now, I guess that Joe Biden, I guess he weighed in on this at some point, said something about it. I don't know what he said. Probably said something about when I was a kid with hairy legs, I was afraid of toasters because bicycles have round wheels. That's probably what he said. He apparently weighed in on it. If the news report that I saw, the headline that I saw, is accurate, then, and if it's the same thing that I actually heard a sound clip from, all he basically said was that due process has to, you know, process has to work itself out or something. He really didn't say one way or another. Now, there are Democrats now, who are calling for him to step down. like there are congressmen and senators now calling for him to step down, very quietly. They're making very quiet statements about it, but they are making statements. And I, of course, one of the most vocal ones is De Blasio. De Blasio has always, and he's not a credible guy either. He has always been at odds with Cuomo. Behind the scenes, there have been, I'd like to be a fly on the wall of some of the phone conversations and conversations and meetings that they've had, because I guarantee you, they do not get along at all. It is not pretty. The way, you know, De Blasio was one of the first ones that came out against him, told him to resign. He does not like that guy. And there is no love lost between them. Let's just put it that way. Now, here's something I want to talk about. There's a statement that people make all the time, and they make it wrong. They say they could care less. They could care less if you, you know, drop dead, whatever. No, that's not the way you say that. It's they couldn't care less. In other words, they care so little that there's no more room for less. So they couldn't care less. Like, the amount of care that they have for you right now, there couldn't be anything less. If they could care less, that means that they do care a little bit. Because if they could care less, oh, okay, so they must care some, because they could care less. I just want to make that very clear. So those of you out there who are using that term improperly, please correct yourself. Because I could care less. That means I care. That's why I'm talking about it. It's because I care about it. If I couldn't care less what you do, I wouldn't say anything. But I care. I care. So I could care less, but I don't. I care more. So there you go. I could care more. There you have it. That's my PSA for the day. I'm just going to shoot that in there. The government sends me a check every time I do a little PSA like that. It's a, you know, PSA stands for public service announcement, by the way, for those of you who don't know what that means. Because, you know, I realize that not all of you are involved in the business, in the thing. You're not in on the inside here, like I am. I'm on the inside right now. I'm on the inside of this car. So I'm on the inside. Yes. So the Cuomo thing. He keeps digging his feet in. Now the sad thing about it is that he's actually covering up the nursing home scandal with a sexual harassment scandal. Which is because that one's easier to overcome. You know, he kind of came out and sort of apologized. I'm sorry if you're offended. That's not really, I'm sorry if someone took it wrong. That's not really an apology. I'm sorry if you died because I stuck that knife in your mouth, in your chest. I'm sorry about that. I guess you chose to die after I stuck that knife in your chest. I mean, it's kind of like, no, you committed a crime. You need to say, I committed a crime. Not, I'm sorry if you're offended by it. No, I'm sorry that you don't understand what you did was illegal and was criminal. It was a criminal act. Now, if I say something and you're offended, I'm sorry that you're offended by it, but I'm not going to take. Well, and if I say something deliberately that I regret, I'll say I regret it, and I'll apologize for saying it, and I'll retract the statement. If I just say the sky is blue, and if that offends you, I'm sorry, but the sky is blue, and I'm going to stay with that opinion. I am sorry that you're offended, but I'm not going to change my statement. Does that make sense? I don't know. Does anything I do make sense? Let me know. You call in 574-742-6748. Call in, text in, leave a message, and I might get back with you. Or I might have you on the show. You never know. It could happen. What else we got going on? We got, there's a gun legislation that's going through. Man, there's just so much stuff. It's just, and this is never going to end. And now imagine, this is in the first 2 months of the administration here, less than 2 months now. All this stuff's going on. The gun legislation, I guess, has passed the House now I don't think it was totally 100% Democrats. I don't think they all voted for it. However, there were 8 Republicans who in the House that voted for this piece of crap bill. The biggest problem in it with it is, so far, I mean, one of the big things is the 10-day background check. Now, I am exempt from the 10-day background check because I have a certain kind of permit, which enables me to buy a gun and walk out the store with it. However, and that's the way it should be, actually. This whole background check waiting period thing is absolutely insane. Absolutely. If a woman finds out that the man who abused her just got out of prison, which sometimes they don't even get told, and all of a sudden, she's like, I need to defend. I need a gun. I got to defend myself. This guy, he's making threatening. He calls her, makes threatening comments, or he sees her car, his car drive by. She sees his car drive by the house or something. Getting a restraining order is fine. That's all great, but you can't hold the restraining order up, in front of him as he's coming after you. That's not going to stop him. It's not going to stop criminals from getting a gun. This is only going to stop law-abiding citizens. And Jordan, Representative Jordan said, what is his name? Jim Jordan. He said it as well as anybody. He said, law-abiding citizens are the only ones that are going to abide by this. It's not the crazy people or the criminals that are going to abide by this. It's so stupid. It's like, okay, so you take someone's, someone's a felon, so you don't allow them to have a gun. Well, plenty of felons are found with holding onto guns. How did that happen? That was illegal. I mean, we've made murder illegal, and it still happens. See, the problem is that lawbreakers break the law, and that's just what they do. So making the law doesn't necessarily keep a law-abiding citizen from not doing something. But that's the mentality we have now. I'm almost out of hot chocolate, by the way. And I'm not sure what's going to happen with the show after that happens. I think the show may have to come to an end if that happens. But some rhinos basically went along with this stupid idea, thinking that they're the heroes now. They're the heroes. I think they're also talking about a free speech waiting period. When you want to say something, you have to wait 10 days before you can say it. Because it's your right. We're not going to take your right away, but we're just going to postpone it. We're going to... when you boil it right down, this is... the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I realize there's more to that statement prior to that particular part of the statement. However, I think I just spilled something... Not liquid, but it's just a container with some of my gadgets in it. Any kind of infringement, excuse me, any kind of infringement is against the Constitution. When a state decides that it's going to take away your right and sell it back to you in the form of a permit, for example, they're going to say, okay, you want to carry a sidearm? We'll let you do it. We're not going to infringe on it, but you have to pay $150 for a permit. in order to do that. Oh. Keep means own. Bear means carry. And it cracks me up in some of these states, and Indiana's going through this right now. We're having a constitutional carry amendment, or a law, or whatever is going through. You have the right to carry. We're going to make it the constitutional carry state. Oh, in other words, we're going to abide by the Constitution that you swore to uphold and defend. So help you God. All of a sudden, you decided to make a bill that would uphold the Constitution. Anybody who votes against that is stupid, and anybody who presents it as something that needs to be done doesn't realize that we already have it. The problem is we don't know how to defend ourselves from it. And this is where it's gone, because we're supposed to elect representatives who defend our rights, and that's not what happens. They seem to think they're in charge of our rights, and they're now going to be our parents and tell us what we have and what we can and cannot do. Well, maybe if you all behave and you all wear your mask until July 4th, maybe you can get together in your backyard with your family and maybe some friends and you can, just have like six people. Not a big group now. No big celebrations on the mall. Of course, the mall still has fence around it. So, none of that. Not going to have any of that now, you little kids. You little children out there. Don't get any ideas about celebrating your independence. Maybe we're not celebrating our independence because we've lost it. There's a better idea. And it's going to come down to the point where there's only one way to get to maintain it or get it back. They're pushing us into a corner here, folks. And it concerns me greatly. And some people are realizing it. And unfortunately, it would take the entire country to wake up to this all at once in order for this to change. But it's I don't know that that's going to happen, because our temple of democracy is so, you might say tyrannical. Anyway, got some more things I want to cover quick before the show ends, before my bumper music starts to kick in. And one of those things is the border. Nancy Pelosi, of course, because she has Trump living in her head, rent-free for forever now, the rest of her life. Now she's flipping out, saying that this... Now they're finally starting to realize there's a problem at the border, because that they're realizing it now, and that they're ready to admit that it's a problem. And the reason that you know that they're going to admit it's a problem is because now they're blaming it now on Trump. When it starts to become a problem, now it's Trump's fault. Now Trump comes into the mix. The problem is not a problem, it's a challenge. Okay, now it's not a challenge, it's a problem, so now it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. And because people have hope, that's why they're coming here now. Because under Trump, there was no hope. They didn't have any hope to come here, because they knew they weren't going to get to stay. They knew they weren't going to get turned away. They knew there was a wall. They knew there was a border patrol. Now they have hope that they can get in. No, now they have hope for amnesty, which is the next thing they're going to do. Oh, I guarantee it. Folks, they're not just going to all pass a whole bunch of bills here all at once and then be done for the next 2 years or 4 years. This is a radical sweep. The pendulum is being shoved back in our face. Speaking of that, there's a couple down in Florida. This has happened more than once. This has actually happened. This one has become the most well-known, or becoming the most well-known. The FBI swarmed this guy's house. He was apparently there at the Capitol building. I don't know if he actually went in to the Capitol or not, but he was there that day. He's on disability. He's a veteran. He was a former sergeant, I believe. I'm not sure if he was a Marine or just a sergeant of some kind. The military. They swarmed his house, came in and took him off, raided the house, raided the property, guns drawn, the whole thing. He was out cleaning the eaves out, his, you know, cleaning the eaves troughs out of his house. It's the kind of stuff that's going on. And he's still in jail. He's in jail. Not allowed. And they've locked up all of his accounts, bank accounts, everything. His wife's in, they're in dire straits. She lost her job because of all this. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. It is pathetic. It's happening in this country. And here comes my bumper music. Have a great day, everybody. We'll have another show later today, and a little bit more information for you. Have a great day. God bless everybody. Happy top of the Monday for you. Take care. Music's still playing. There it goes. Have a great day, folks.